This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, the 19th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel today, skies are clear and temperatures are mild, making it a perfect day to be outside. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are both enjoying pleasant weather, while Haifa sees a light breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports from earlier today that a commander who rebuilt Hezbollah's Radwan force was killed. The IDF states over 150 Hezbollah terrorists were killed in final strikes before a ceasefire, hitting around 300 targets in Lebanon. Also, Walla updates us just in that an Iranian official claims they are renewing missile launchers faster than before the war. Also this hour, The Forward shares that Jewish groups are urging President Trump to prioritize the return of Americans held in Iran during ceasefire talks. Separately, Axios revealed earlier that Trump announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This is politically sensitive for Netanyahu, but could aid Trump in reaching a peace deal with Iran. And finally, from earlier reporting, the American Jewish Committee is calling on President Donald Trump to make the return of Americans in Iranian custody an urgent priority during ceasefire negotiations. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, wrote just minutes ago that Trump declares it's time for the Iran killing machine to end. Ali Hashem, a Middle East analyst, commented just now that Trump is betting on a Gaza peace-style agreement with serious gaps left for future negotiation. Meanwhile, Times of Israel reports just now that Israel's abandoned fish ponds are transforming into solar energy projects, creating new opportunities. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the strike on Hezbollah, Lebanese media reports the death of a key commander who rebuilt the Radwan force. This comes after the IDF's intense final strikes targeting over 300 positions across Lebanon. As per Ynet, this could shift the balance of power in the region, impacting Hezbollah's operational capabilities. Turning to the Iranian missile launchers, which according to Walla, are being renewed at an accelerated pace. This suggests Iran's continued focus on military capabilities, despite ongoing diplomatic efforts. The speed of renewal could pose a challenge for regional stability. Meanwhile, Jewish groups emphasize the need for urgent action in returning Americans held in Iran. The Forward highlights that the American Jewish Committee is pressing Trump to act during ceasefire talks. This could add pressure on the U.S. administration to prioritize these cases as part of wider negotiations. Separately, Axios reports on the ceasefire agreement between Israel and Lebanon. Proposed by Trump, it aims to ease tensions and potentially pave the way for broader peace talks involving Iran. However, the political implications are significant for Netanyahu, who must balance domestic and international pressures. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that up to 90% of income now qualifies for a property tax discount. This new regulation by the Interior Ministry could provide significant financial relief to many Israelis. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reveals that Yohananof has changed its format to offer a new urban shopping experience. This shift aims to enhance convenience and meet modern consumer needs in local neighborhoods. And finally, from Mariv Business, the dollar has fallen below 3 shekels. Discount Bank's chief strategist predicts the shekel's strengthening will continue impacting both local and international markets. That's your Israel 18 News update for the afternoon. We'll be back with more at 6 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.